From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Iran nuclear talks extended again. International nuclear talks on a comprehensive agreement with Iran have been extended a third time, but Western officials suggest this will be the last. The talks must conclude in the next 48 hours. The original deadline was set for June 30 and extended to Tuesday. Federica Mogherini is the European Union's foreign policy chief.
We are moving forward. We entered into the most difficult and sensitive part of the talks. We touched the difficult things, which is sometimes painful but needed if you need to get to an agreement. So I'm not talking about extension. I'm talking about taking the hours we need to try to complete our work.
The talks between the six world powers and Tehran aim to cut Iran's uranium enrichment program to keep it from being able to build a bomb. Global sanctions that have wrecked the Iranian economy would be eased and eventually lifted, but Iran is said to be balking at demands for inspections of its military sites and has called for an end to a UN arms embargo. Heavily armed militants reportedly attacked a convoy of buses and army escorts near Mpeketoni in Kenya's eastern Lamu region. The French press agency says there were no immediate reports of casualties. That followed an early Tuesday attack on the northeast town of Mandera, claimed by al-Shabaab gunmen, who killed at least 14 people. 11 others were wounded. Joseph Nkasiri is a Kenyan cabinet official.
Once again, this attack is a clear reminder that al-Shabaab and its collaborators are determined to disrupt and subvert our way of life. I take this opportunity to reiterate that Kenya shall never be cowed by these evil murderers.
Mandera, the scene in December of a similar nighttime attack. This is VOA News.